Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
It's just beautiful today, isn't it?
It is. Oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
Do I sound like Mr. Rogers?
Yes, it is. You do. Which is funny because I remember when we were kids, we used to do skits and Dad was Mr. Rogers.
Yes, he was.
You know, he did such a great Mr. Rogers, taking his shoes off.
Yeah, putting his sweater on.
Yeah, putting his sweater on and so forth. That was great. So, girlfriend, today's going to be an exciting show.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, amazing show that we're going to have for us today. You know, can I tell you why I love the Law of Attraction?
Tell me.
Because, you know, it really makes sense once you get it. It's so sweet, this idea that very simply like attracts like, right?
Yes.
And so we go around, you know, wondering, you know, looking at the things that we don't have in our lives, wondering like why we don't have it and feeling all this lack, and yet that's what we're feeling, so we're experiencing more of it. And so we always say focus on what you have,
right?
You know, and expand on that, because what you focus on expands,
right?
And so let's just get right to it a little bit. We want to talk about the lottery today,
using Law of Attraction to increase your odds to win a lottery.
I know. I cannot tell you, literally, even when I was a psychotherapist, okay,
yeah.
Every client would say, you know, kind of in a secret way, I just want to win the lottery. I just would like to win the lottery. And I, you know, and I always sort of backed off a little bit, you know, because I think at that time I used to feel that your odds of winning were the same whether you played or not, you know.
Right.
But these years that I've been working with the Law of Attraction, again, I still hear clients and friends, even mentors and other coaches, you know, when they get down to scratch the surface deep enough, they all say, oh, it'd be so wonderful to win the lottery,
yes.
You know. And so you and I have just taken that to heart. We're saying, you know what, let's just take it out of the closet.
Right. Before, you know, we used to say, oh, it's better to feel like you won the lottery.
Right.
And that was our way of saying, you know, you can create in other ways and all that stuff. But now we're like, you know what, let's just come out of the closet, like you said, and let's say what we really want to say. We want you to win the lottery.
We want to win the lottery.
We want to win the lottery.
Absolutely.
In small forms, in big forms, in big forms.
I don't care. I'll take it many, many ways.
And so what's the first thing that needs to happen?
Well, we know now, just according to the Law of Attraction, that you've got to feel like you won the lottery.
Yes.
To bring that in. Now, here, let's just do a little disclaimer. We've all heard about people who have not, they six guys in a bar all drunk went out and bought a ticket and they won, you know, $50 million. I don't
right.
know. Were they in alignment? I don't know. But did they keep the money?
Right.
We've all heard.
Were they happy in every aspect of their life?
Yes. And I was just thinking too, more like, you know, that the lottery curse.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that, you know, have won and then gone on to literally just lose it all.
Right.
And I think that's because they really weren't in alignment with it.
No. And
so this is why you and I have been thinking about this, and you know what? We want to make this a reality.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We do.
So
we're just going to say we're coming out full force, and not like, oh, you know, pussyfooting around the topic. Hey, we all won the lottery.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, I want to bring it out of the closet. I mean, I've had people sit with people when I was a psychotherapist, you know, thinking, and you know, I really would like to win the lottery. Clients, wouldn't it be great? You know, everybody goes and buys the lottery tickets, you know.
Right, right.
Let's just put the odds in our favor.
And so we want you to switch it. Because to start putting the odds in your favor, you must be, do, have. You know, be the idea of this idea that I feel like I won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I want you to claim that feeling. And here's the reason why. We were watching this story.
On the Learning Channel.
On the Learning Channel about the way the lottery changed my life.
Yeah, the lottery changed my life. Exactly.
Something like that.
Yes.
I can't recall what it was.
Right.
And they were interviewing two different people who've won the lottery. One couple, it was great. They had their own business. I think it was a music store.
Mm-hmm. And this was really just a perfect example, I think.
Oh, a perfect example.
And then I'll tell the other one, too.
Yes. And so they were having problems with having a child, conceiving a child, and, you know, had done the fertility things and all that stuff. And what ended up having was the woman's sister said that she would be the surrogate for them, for the couple. And so they had a child that way. And it was great because they said that every day they would look at their child and say, we really feel like we won the lottery with her.
We feel like we won the lottery. Darling. Yeah.
Yes.
And every day they would say that.
Seeing the little girl would feel... They would invoke these feelings of winning the lottery every day. And, come on, how great is that? Now, here it is. Fast forward 5 years. Not just the next day. You know, fast forward 5 years of feeling those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her husband forgets a Christmas present, goes by some scratches off, and gives it to her wife, you know. And what do you think happened, Mom?
I know what happened.
Tell me.
they won $1,000 a week for life.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, they had this little music store, and they say, they, you know, were not ashamed to say that it was struggling and that this literally changed their lives.
Yeah.
This extra $1,000 a week made all the difference in the world. And the other story was this woman who her mother would teach her the law of attraction, you know. And I don't know if she really called it that because she meditated and everything, and she wanted to win the lottery. And she put down a number that she felt that was coming to her that she was going to win, and it was $112 million. And she had a little altar, and she put that number on her altar along with her, you know, statues and icons and things like that that she meditated to and visualized. She put that amount on a piece of paper underneath her pillow. I mean, she made it a really a formalized event that she put it on. And I'm not sure how long it was before she manifested exactly $112 million.
That was the payoff. Now, I think after taxes and she split between her brother and her father or something like that. So it was less than that, but that was the exact amount that the drawing was for, $112 million.
Yeah. I mean, she said, I was so sure that I was going to win this. I didn't have any doubts in my mind.
Yeah. Now, she hadn't quit her job.
No.
She still raised her family. She still took care of business. She still moved forward. But my goodness, every night she felt like she won the lottery, or she was in the process.
She visualized it.
Yeah.
She magnetized it to her. You know, I think the other half, the kind of the humanity story of that is that her brother was a victim of a hit and run driver, and he left these like five kids, and she wanted to adopt them, And this was prior to her winning. And the courts were very hesitant to allow this because she was just a single person, you know, on a very limited income wanting to adopt these things, these kids. And she said that when she won the lottery, she had no problem.
No problem.
Getting those kids. And those kids, they got this big house and a pool and pool table.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. It was
yes.
very sweet. All the things that you can do when you have that kind of access to the dollars, right?
Right. And I mean, think of it now. I mean, how many people go out and buy tickets when the lottery is like over $100 million?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it starts percolating those little fantasies and
yes.
dreams and desires.
I remember it was really big here a couple weeks ago, and people were just coming in and you were in the gas station, and people were just talking about what they were going to do.
Right.
I mean, and here was this, people not knowing you from the man in the moon, but they're all like you said, collectively
right.
imagining all these feel-good feelings, you know.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I loved it.
Everybody left a smile on their face, and I thought to myself, well, you know, that's the best dollar ever spent.
Isn't it? Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The best dollar ever spent is to get that ticket and feel like, hey,
yes.
it's right here.
Yes, yes.
And so how do we invoke those feelings?
On a daily basis.
You know, the practicality of it is this. It should be playful.
Mm-hmm.
When life is more playful, we go downstream.
Yes, we're going downstream. We're attracting at that level.
Yeah.
We don't have the, what I'm calling the Velcro
right.
attached to it. You know, like we always talk about, you know, in the allowing part of the manifestation process, you know, we say that the universe is like a bird and it has to go out and orchestrate and do all of its things, but if we hold it so tightly in our hand, it can't do that.
Exactly.
And that's why we say let it be playful.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I was thinking about my dad and how your husband and how we've been playing with this idea for a while now, you know, but we just came to another level. And you know, honestly, he would come for like 2 weeks straight. He came home, oh, $1, $4,
yes.
$6.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, that's fantastic.
I know.
And I could listen envision another 100 zeros after, another 50 after it or whatever. And so, you know, it's just been a very fun time to kind of play with this idea
mm-hmm.
of like, won the lottery. And, you know, it was interesting because, like, a while ago I saw Jack Canfield at one of his conferences, and I, you know, we were thinking about this idea, and I go, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to
yes.
tape it. And I was,
yes.
you know, thank the Lord I had the foresight to have a tape recorder with me. And I said, you know, can I ask you a question? You know, I'm working on this idea, and I want to ask you, you know, can you give me a couple situations where you felt like you won the lottery?
Yeah, Jack Canfield, feeling like you won the lottery. All right.
Yeah. And it was great because he said, you know, the first thing he said was, well, after having, I felt like I won the lottery after having gone like through 150 publishers getting no's for a Chicken Book for the Soul,
mm-hmm.
this small publisher in Florida
yeah.
said yes.
Yes.
He goes, I thought I won the international lottery when it was on the best-selling list, the
yes,
New York Times
New York Times best-selling list.
And he goes, I felt like I won the lottery again in my life when I was taking Lamaze courses, or not Lamaze, midwife courses, so that I could deliver my son. And he goes, when I delivered my son,
in
I felt
home,
like...
In his own home.
In his own home.
Yeah.
I felt like I won the lottery.
Right.
And I think if you looked at his life, you would say, well, here's a man who's manifested a life where you can say... You know, I take his life for the lottery. You know, his life is pretty great,
yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And I remember Rachel Ray saying, this was years ago, before she's where she's at now, but just on when she had her 30-minute meal, saying, I really feel like I won the lottery here.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And, well, I know what that was in relationship to.
Oh, was it?
Some guest had canceled because it was a terrible snowstorm in New York. And they had the segment, and they said, can you come down and do this? And she was, and it was just because a producer had heard her on a radio show or something.
Yeah.
And so she and her mother drove down through that snowstorm and everything, and that was really her you know, that was her catapulting into her fame.
Right.
And she said, in retrospect, oh, my God, I felt like I won the lottery that day.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, 40 below and snowing and icing and this. But yes, you know. And even Heidi Klum. She said that when she, you know, she had gone to, she wanted to become a model, and she was considered curvy for a model at that time. And so she was having difficulty, and finally she got the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yes.
And she said, oh, I feel like I won the lottery. You know, I think that's an ability that people have. And you and I have, you know who says it a lot? Is Jenna Elfman.
Jenna Elfman,
she says it for all sorts of things. And, you know, that's really, it's a shift in perspective, isn't it? To go from, you know, oh, I didn't get that, or I get, you know, or whatever, to just like, wow, I feel like I won the lottery. And to really say it and to really mean it.
Right.
And to have that feelings behind it. Because if you could just imagine, you know, what it would be like to just, even just to win $1,000 a week for life.
Yes. Even wouldn't it be funny to win $20?
You'd have a nice, you have a little spring in your step.
Yes. You know, I mean, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we've just been playing with this idea, and it's just been fun. But, you know, Mom,
mm-hmm.
You know, we have got this website up. We just got it up not too long ago.
Yes.
Like, literally, not too long ago.
A couple days ago.
Yes.
And it really just is in, like, it's not the it's not the one we want, but it's so important, I think, that you and I, and everybody out there, we want to raise our chances of winning the lottery.
Yes.
No BS, nothing. We're just going to go for it.
Right,
right.
And in the midst of everything else,
yes,
this will be fun.
This
will be
fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we just said, hey, come to this website. We have Jack Canfield speaking about how he felt like he won the lottery. I think one of our mentors, Christy Whitman, she talks about it, how she feels like she won the lottery in her life. And so we just want you to go there. And really, honestly, on a daily basis, and write down. There's a little place to write down. Cost you nothing. It's free. How you feel like you won the lottery.
Yep. And it's IFeelLikeIWonTheLottery.com. Because when you go there and you write, spend 30 seconds, put in, the reason why today you feel like you won the lottery.
Right.
IFeelLikeIWonTheLottery.com.
Mm-hmm. Because now we know that like attracts like, and we know that our feelings are is the place where we flow our energy from.
Yeah.
So it's really simple at this point, you know. Really authentically begin feeling like you won the lottery,
yes.
And you're going to begin attracting more and more good things in your life.
Yes.
That's simple.
Actually, more and more good things all the way around,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the way around. And what just may happen as an added bonus to your fantastic life that you're attracting
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
is you may win the lottery.
Yeah, and you've increased your odds.
Yes,
you
definitely
really have,
right.
Using the lottery.
And I'll tell you what, you've increased your odds of being aligned with that prosperity.
You become aligned with prosperity.
Yeah.
And you become aligned with the universe, I'm going to say this, surprising and delighting you.
Yes. Surprising.
You feel that?
You
know, it's like, I want to be surprised. I want to be delighted.
Exactly. And what we were thinking about, too, this we talk about in creating more dollars and creating increasing your prosperity
mm-hmm.
aura, as well as, like, taking the lid off your prosperity. One game we play is called the checkbook game. Abraham Hicks has used this before and has discussed it. And I love this game where you take a register, a checkbook register, and you give yourself $1,000 that day, and then you spend it. And then the next day you give yourself $2,000 and spend it, and so forth and so
mm-hmm.
forth. Now here it is. Let's say you do it with, I feel like I won the lottery.
Right.
And like, let's say.
Let's just imagine that the money that you're depositing in your register is money that you found from the lottery.
Yes.
You know, that you won from the lottery.
Yes. You know, let's say it's you won $100 million jackpot. Or $1 million jackpot, you know, and you get it over 10 years. What would that look like, you know? Or
mm-hmm.
just play. I mean, it could be as easy as the Publisher's Clearinghouse. You'll win
mm-hmm.
$5,000
mm-hmm.
a week for the
mm-hmm.
for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, that sounds good.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that
absolutely.
Sounds really good.
I can spend that money. I know how to do that.
I don't know if it's $5,000 a week.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Again, keeping it lighthearted.
Yes.
keeping it, like Julie says, keeping it fun and allowing the universe to keep surprising you and delighting you. And if today you went out and you won $5 in the lottery or whatever, imagine zeros, extra zeros
right.
after that.
Feel appreciative.
Yes. And I'm going to can I make a recommendation?
Yes.
I know a lot of those places where you buy lottery tickets, if you win $5, they'll say, oh, what can I get for you? How do you want to spend it? They want you to spend it there. I'm saying no. Take it home, and, you know, play with it. Just think, this is lottery money.
Yeah.
You know, place it on that buffet table. See it stretching. See it expanding. Let's really work this.
Yes. Let's really work this. Yes. Oh, that feels so, so wonderful. You know, so, okay, what we love to do now, what do you want to do? Do you want to do the meditation?
I think we should do a prosperity breath.
Okay, we'll do a prosperity
breath.
Let's
warm people up because we're going to do a meditation, too. Actually, this is going to be a magnetization.
Yes.
To win the lottery today.
Yes.
You know, we do have a caller. Do you want to take it really quick?
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it real quick.
Okay, all right. Let's see here where we do our prosperity breath. Hello.
Hi. The question was, how do we get there? And you're answering it now, and you know
hello.
Who this is.
Hello.
Hello, honey.
I know this lovely woman's voice.
You're getting there now. So
and
I don't
yes.
want to take up.
No, and I want to know, honey, I know what you're going to put down, but tell everybody, claim it to the world,
yes.
how today you feel like you won the lottery.
The day Kyle was born.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
So today, go to I feel like I won the lottery.
I've already been there.
And put that down.
All right. You're already there. I love it.
Never
I love it. And tell Kyle, honey, say that just when you said it, I could just tell that your vibration just was aligned with all that prosperity.
Mm.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. You're your
fool.
Mama's lottery, honey.
Yes, you are.
He'll hear it tonight. I'll play it for him tonight. I have to
definitely.
Get old in a little bit.
Okay, great.
Definitely.
Well, hey, we're going to do a meditation, and we're going to do
a prosperity breath too.
So
we're serious about this, people. We are so, we're happily serious.
Yes, that's right. Okay, Colleen.
Thanks, Colleen.
Have a
love
great
you.
Day, sweetie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great?
Yep, she's one of our prosperity, she's in our prosperity group.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Speaking of that, you know, prosperitypostcards.com.
Yes.
Come every morning. They're free. They're from us. It's all about raising your vibrations, people.
Yes.
It's all about getting into that energetic alignment with your natural, organic abundance and prosperity.
Right.
And you know what? Let's all win the lottery.
Yes.
There's 50 states. There's a lot of countries. Let's just do it, and let's put the odds in our favor. Come
yes.
on.
And let's be aligned with our natural prosperity. Let's
mm-hmm.
take the lid off.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, if you can get up, get up. If you can't get up, sit up straight. We're going to do the prosperity breath, and it's designed to increase your abundance aura. So, and mm-hmm. as we do this, know that with every breath you take, you are increasing your abundance
and
aura.
And let's just put it out there. Let's just hold this out there. Everybody, I feel like I won the lottery.
I feel like
let's
I won the
do
lottery.
It.
And if you need to, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I look at my dogs. I look at both my dogs, and there are times when I think they are the sweetest dogs I have ever imagined.
And I'm looking at you, girlfriend, and I'm thinking you're the sweetest little thing I could ever imagine.
Thanks, Mom.
So that's my lottery.
Okay.
So let's just all hold this together and do the
Well, right back at you, by the way.
Ah, thank you.
Okay. So the prosperity breath is this. It is a total of 14 breaths. The first 7 is a very quick inhale and normal exhale. And then the last 7 is a normal inhale and a quick exhale. All
the
time.
Imagining your abundance and prosperity. And let's just see like a jackpot. 1, 2?
Yes.
That's our symbol, that jackpot.
That jackpot.
Okay.
Okay. And I see like just coins falling all over us.
Mm.
I love it. Okay. Ready? Here we go.
I'm following you, honey.
Quick breath in. Great. Now normal in, fast out. Well, I'll tell you what, I feel energized. Woohoo! I feel energized.
And that's something that you can do as many times a day as you want. You
yes,
know?
Yes, you can.
And it just gets you in alignment. It switches your mood. And, you know, I've heard that it takes, like, say, for if you're crabby or grumbly for, like, 1 minute, I've heard other law of attraction coaches say, you know, you've got to, like, raise your vibration for 5 minutes to
counteract
to counteract that, you know. And I think this breath really counteracts that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on top of the world right now.
Yes, yes.
You know, I know we want to do our meditation right now,
mm-hmm.
and I want to, what I'm going to say right now is, like, let's everybody right now do a little dance. Because I feel
let's
so active.
Let's call it the lottery dance.
The lottery dance. I'm just doing my, I'm shaking my tush. I'm
taking your money maker.
Taking my money maker. Yeah. I got, you know, I'm feeling good.
That's right.
I'm shaking my money maker.
Right. And, you know, when they say that you got to play to win, well, that's really true. You know, there is a quote from, I think, Wayne Gretzky, and he says, if I don't play, I know I'm assured of 100% failure, you know.
Right.
So we're just putting all the odds on our side.
Yes. And start feeling like you won the lottery.
And just enjoying the journey.
Enjoying the journey,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, and then when you finally do, which mm-hmm. you will, you know, you will be aligned with it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It'll
be
an extra bonus.
How long is it going to take, Julie, to go to IFeelLikeIWonTheLottery.com and write your little story today how you feel like you won the lottery, even if it's just about your cat or whatever.
Right.
And then come back tomorrow and do it again. Align your energy day after day. Get your prosperity postcards. It's free, people.
Yes.
It's a way they feel better.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay, so do you feel up to centering us now?
That's
what I was thinking. I'm like, well, I feel pretty energized.
I know. Well, this will be an energized centering, you know, because
right.
we're going to do, for our people in our community, we're going to do it's a visualization, but it's really about magnetizing.
Yes.
You're going to learn how to magnetize that which you want. So, well worth it. It's well worth it. Okay, everyone. Just kind of compose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a smile on your face, keep it there. It's wonderful.
Oh, you said the magic words because my smile was the biggest I've had today.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, good. And let's just get in a comfortable position and feel the energy already raised around you. I mean, it's already been raised significantly. Oh. And just connect with your breath. Now just connect with the breathing in and the breathing out. Just connecting gently and lovingly, happily. And just pretend you're riding a wave. You're surfing the waves of your breath. Take a great big expansive breath and release. Allowing the body to relax more and more. Just relax. We don't have to go really, really deep in this
Mm-mm.
one. Let's just relax and connect now with our heart. It's so important. The heart is the seat of your wisdom. It's the place of your intuition. It really is the smartest thing you have here. And let's just bypass the brain for now and relax.
Mm.
Put the brain, give it a little vacation, and go directly to your heart. And just connect there. Feel what that feels like. Imagine golden light just raining down upon you, coming through you and going to your heart and opening it. Feel the expansion like a flower, like a lotus. Just expanding and unfolding. Feel the energy go around your heart and in the back of it, around it, inside of it. All of that good stuff.
Mm.
And as we do that, let's just release that anything that went before this moment in time. and anything that's to come, and let's just stay here in the now. Because that is your true point of power, is this now movement. Let's nestle and rest in the now, rest in our heart. And I'm going to do a quick, I'm going to just have you imagine that all the places, there's all these stuck places, little dark pockets in your body, that no longer serve you in this new iteration, this new journey for yourself. They may be old beliefs, old wounds, who knows. But let's just let the golden rain, the golden light, the golden energy come and sweep through it, and just let it go out of your feet. All those stuck places, just let them be gently released out of your feet. And let it go down into the earth. And so now you are totally filled with this golden light. And this is the light of Source. So feel that. Jewel, do you want to?
Yes. And I want you now to think of what figure, what dollar amount feels right for you to magnetize. It can be something, any amount. It can be something small. It can be something large. Just play.
I have mine.
Yes. I have mine too.
Mm.
Knowing that you could always magnetize more tomorrow. And get as specific as you can about the details. How it's going to come. Because this is an attraction. This is a magnetizing meditation. I want you now to visualize or sense what you want, making the picture as real as possible. See yourself winning it. How are you going to win? How do you feel the moment you know you won? How do you feel the next day and the next day? As you're spending and you're, you know, in that cycle of giving and receiving, how does it change your life? How do you want it to change your life? And right now, start focusing on the feelings and the emotions behind, I feel like I won the lottery. And if you want to, you can give those feelings a symbol.
I know what my symbol is. Jackpot.
Jackpot.
A little leprechaun jackpot.
Yes. And this is your symbol. And where we're at right now, we're in this pure potentiality field, this field of pure possibilities. And you're there, and you see colors everywhere. And nothing's taking shape or form. It's just energy. And you start to see your symbol. The symbol that holds everything for that, I feel like I won the lottery. The amount, all those feelings, and this symbol is shining, and you can see it vibrating. It's energy.
Mm.
And it comes closer and closer to you. And it, you see it playing, you know, it wraps around your hand, and the symbol comes around you. And it just feels so fun.
And let's have a great relationship with your symbol.
Yes.
It's not something, you know, that you can't touch, like she said. Imagine getting close to it. It's a relationship with your symbol.
Imagine it coming like from hand to hand, passing it from one hand to another, being very playful with it. And now I want you to see this symbol breaking up into small, small little particles, molecule size. mm-hmm. atom size.
Mm-hmm.
And now these molecules are floating all around you, and they're waiting for a place to be absorbed. And what I need you to do first is clear any clutter from your body, any negative feelings, negative beliefs that no longer support these feelings of you feeling like you won the lottery. And I want you to release those. And actually release them and put them in a bubble that's just up and to the left of you. All those old beliefs that you no longer believe, all those old thoughts, put them up there in that bubble, and they're safe there. And you've just created space for the new molecules of the beliefs and the feelings and the expectations
mm-hmm.
of that new feeling of, I feel like I won the lottery. I feel like I won the lottery. And put those into those places that you cleared.
We have 9 minutes, just to let you know. 8 minutes.
That's fine, thank you. How does that feel? It feels great. And now what I want you to do, just really feel how great that feels in your body. Mm-hmm. All those molecules, you've just absorbed them all.
Mm-hmm. Now they're part of you.
Yes. And now the bubble that you've put all the beliefs that no longer serve your new belief,
mm-hmm.
just see it, see the air come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Like
it
a balloon.
Yeah, like a balloon. It disappears. Knowing this, that in this field of pure potentiality, those feelings can be transmuted and used for something different. And it's
right.
gone. You're not, it's just, it's transmuted and changed into something different. And you are filled with this new feeling of, I feel like I won the lottery. Wow. Now, as you start to wiggle your body a little bit, because now you're realizing and you're feeling yourself back into the place you started. And I want you to,
just really kind of, like Julie said, wiggle your toes, get back into your body, feeling much, much delight, having had a wonderful vision quest,
yes.
an amazing experience.
And a wonderful connection
yes.
to this feeling that you want to experience on a daily basis.
You know, we talk about relationships. You know, you have a relationship to your friends, to your family. It's important. It's important to have that relationship
mm-hmm.
to your money, to your future.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a joyful one, a loving one, not something that, oh, my gosh, now I'm in, you know, sacred territory, you know.
Right.
Or I feel like I've just got to, you know. No. Have this amazing, close, intimate relationship. Let it just, you know, and let your, for a while, put all your cynicism, put all your disappointment, all the things, you know, the sadness, just put it on the back burner. Let
mm-hmm.
it go. You can always pick it up if you want to, but who wants
yeah.
to? Let it go. And just today, feel the feelings of how you'd walk, how you'd dress
mm.
if you'd won the lottery. And just for us, just go to ifeellikeiwonthelottery.com and put down, you know, what you, just for today, how I feel like I won the lottery.
Yes.
It takes 1 minute, but, oh, my gosh, it's going to set you in alignment.
Yeah.
You can also sign up for Prosperity Postcards at prosperitypostcards.com.
Yeah, but actually you'll be, I think, as a gift for putting on your initial, your first comment, we give you Prosperity Postcards for free.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. And then every day they'll come back, and for your own alignment, for the benefit of you, put down at ifeellikeiwonthelottery.com your next reason why you feel
mm-hmm.
like you won the lottery that day.
I think eventually we would like to have you know, all the people that enter and stuff, you know, like have chances to win stuff.
Oh, that's our goal.
Yeah.
You will be winning stuff. It may not be, you know, just a little bit here and there.
It just takes us a while, people.
Well, you know what, girlfriend? When we're in this creative state, it's amazing. We have all this creative juices going, you know?
I know.
And so, and
that prosperity breath works, by the way.
It does.
Just do it.
It does.
Just do it.
You know, and then look for evidence. And today, as you walk through your day, look for a reason to put down why you felt like you were on the ladder.
And, you know, looking for evidence doesn't mean looking for the lack of evidence.
No, right.
Absolutely look for the evidence.
Right.
And even if it's just, you know, oh, look, I really love this comforter I've got. I love this down pillow. That's evidence that you can, that you brought things to you, that you attracted.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm going to hopefully suggest next week, because this is the last day of our show this week, and I don't think you did this, but, you know, there is that one visualization, Julie, that you actually visualize this coil coming down from the, you know, universe, and it's like a magnet.
Yes.
And it comes out through your body, and then you actually flip a switch, correct?
Yes, and that's
then
exactly right.
And turn that magnet on. And that magnet is powerful, and because you prior to that, you know, you said this is exactly what I want to attract out of the molecules of all the in the field of infinite potentiality, and then you turn that magnet on. Let's do that one next week, okay?
Definitely. Well, you know, I had that written down, and you know what though, I was guided to do this other one.
Okay.
So,
we'll talk about this one next week.
Because
I mean, listen. I'm there for this.
Right, and what we do is we do just modified versions of these deep, but these are great, great ways of getting yourself aligned, you know, and feeling good.
It's so, and really, please, it's so important, because how many times have we gone the other way? It's so easy for us to slip into feeling sad, to feeling depressed, lack, disappointed, like what's wrong with me, you know?
Right.
These are not feelings that, you know, you struggle with alone. We all have these, and now we're not putting smiley faces on these things. No, we're legitimately feeling better and better and better.
Yeah. Because, and I can say, like this morning even, I had, where are we at time, girlfriend?
2.
Okay. That I woke up and had some worries, which, you know, is interesting to wake up with those. And for about an hour, I had to work through those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, and I'm really good at, pivoting. And so, but it took an hour before I could legitimately say that, wow, I'm back on an alignment with my true well-being.
Right. And you didn't deny your feelings. You
didn't
stuff them.
Feelings.
You didn't do anything. You legitimately worked with them.
Because guess what? As we expand, I mean, when you win the lottery, you may have to find a better accountant to handle all that money. It may be you may have to interview some.
That's right.
You know, there's going to be some
expansion.
some issues that will come up.
Yes.
And I always say, you know, I'll take those issues any day.
Yes, exactly.
My character is big enough to handle those problems.
Know the way to help you manifest your day. If you want prosperity, Christine Marie and Julie, Gurus of Prosperity.
I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
And you know what? Use that website, ifeellikeiwontheletter.com, ifeellikeiwontheletter.com, just to say, hey, I won $2. I won $5.
Yeah.
Just use it for
I
all the
good
things.
I want a free ticket.
Yeah.
I want to know. We want to know.
That's right.
And I know that tonight I'm going to put something on there, too, by the way.
All right.
I know. So,
all right.
Cool.
Okay, honey.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Mom, I feel like I won the lottery with you, too, being in my life.
Right back at you.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.